This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military continued extensive strikes in Gaza on Monday. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant announced Israel's tightened blockade, which would keep even food and fuel from reaching the Strip, home to 2.3 million people. There were explosions across Gaza's nightline sky Monday evening. Israel's military said it called up an unprecedented 300,000 reservists and was imposing a total blockade of the Gaza Strip. Signs it could be planning a ground assault there to defeat Hamas after it launched a humiliating attack. As Israel bombards the Gaza Strip, Hamas is threatening the lives of Israeli civilian captives, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Militants say they're holding more than 130 Israeli soldiers and civilians and are threatening to kill a civilian anytime Israel targets Gaza civilians in their homes without prior warning.
Israel has traditionally been very sensitive to hostage taking. So it's unclear how the presence of hostages changes Israeli calculations.
Mideast expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Israel essentially has a script for how to take on militants in Gaza.
Except for the hostage element.
It's unclear how many Americans are being held. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government has no intention of putting military on the ground following the attacks on Israel by Islamist militant group Hamas, but it will protect U.S. interest in the region, a White House spokesperson said on Monday. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said President Joe Biden's administration has not seen tangible evidence Iran was directly involved in planning the attack. This is VOA News. An estimated 4,500 people have been killed or injured in Afghanistan following a 6.3 magnitude earthquake, a Taliban official said during a news conference on Monday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake hit a densely populated area in Afghanistan's western province, Herat, and was followed by strong aftershocks. That's Mullah Jan and Sayek, spokesman for the Ministry of Disaster Management. The quake also trapped hundreds, and people have been digging with bare hands and shovels to pull victims, both dead and alive, from under the rubble. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake's epicenter was about 40 kilometers northwest of the city of Herat, the provincial capital. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The International Monetary Fund and World Bank are holding their annual meetings in Morocco 1 month after an earthquake there killed nearly 3,000 people in the North African country. Officials gathering in Marrakesh on Monday said they would focus on Africa as they work to stabilize and grow the global economy. Throughout the week, they are expected to discuss how to confront climate change and promote resiliency as inflation and debt challenge both rich and poor countries. But definitive details had yet to be discussed. In Liberia, security concerns have been raised following the deaths of at least two people in pre-election violence ahead of presidential and legislative elections set for Tuesday. Sununu Tord reports from the capital, Monrovia.
Liberia's peace-building office develops policies for conflict resolution. They say data collected around the country shows that campaign messaging has deepened political divides. Edward Mulba is the executive director.
These elections are going to be very much challenging. There are going to be sporadic tensions, sporadic violence, but we think that those violence may be intensive, but may not widespread.
This is the first time Liberia is running a national election without the support of international partners, including the United Nations and the ECOWAS security forces, since the civil war ended in 2003. Sana Anutor for VOA News, Monrovia, Liberia.
A wave of water released by a burst dam killed at least 28 people in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, following heavy rain, with the death toll expected to rise, authorities said on Monday. A colonial-era dam gave way around Sunday afternoon, unleashing water from a small lake down a steep hillside, according to a local leader. The deluge swept away a large chunk of hillside, destroying homes and burying the area in debris and mud. I'm Joe Ramsey.